Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today on the Daily Spotlight is Rachel Mary from Georgia. She is an amazing 20-year-old that I've recently had a chance to meet. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here and just love all that you guys do.
I really appreciate that. Rachel, I heard your story. It's so powerful that when your mom was pregnant with you 20 years ago because of an ultrasound that was concerning, she was encouraged to abort, but your mom and dad said, no, our precious one has value. Tell us a little bit more about your personal journey.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you. So at 22 weeks, my mom had gone in for an ultrasound and the technician found something concerning and went and grabbed a doctor in the practice. This doctor came in frantically telling my mom and yelling at her saying, you need to have an abortion. Your child will die. You will die. And you're missing half of your amniotic fluid. And your child must have a chromosomal abnormality not compatible with life. My mom said her child has value and we will not abort. This physician was extremely discouraged by that and said, come back in 2 weeks. The same scenario occurred, except at this point, all of my mom's amniotic fluid was missing. And again, the physicians kept saying, you need to abort. And my parents said, our child has value. We will not abort. This doctor said, okay, go and talk to another doctor in the practice. My parents had a conversation for what was about 20 minutes back and forth with this physician, who calmly said to them, well, you need to abort because your child will be blind and deaf and have mental struggles. My parents said, even if our child does, our child has value. Our child's value is not based upon if they're blind or deaf or have mental struggles. And the doctor said, but your child won't have any quality of life. And my parents said, our child will, because our child will know the love of Jesus.
I love that, and that you were fearfully and wonderfully made, and your mom and dad recognized that. I encourage our listeners to join us tomorrow as we continue the story of Rachel Mary, and she talks about her mom bringing her to birth. God bless you.
Thank you.